Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. So when you heard what I've done, I am not a medical doctor, but I do have quite a bit of experience in that field. So whatever I say, those are suggestions, thoughts to consider, to ponder, and or to go over with your doctor before you do anything. I am not prescribing. That's definitely my disclaimer. I do not prescribe anything. I make suggestions for you to take to the correct source to verify whether or not that applies to you. So today we're going to talk about how the weather affects us. And why did I come up with this idea? Well, going back to my nursing years, I've been just really pondering and reflecting, and I go, this is the time of year when so many people get depressed, where so many people get injured, where this and that happens. Why? So I was thinking that I could put that into a show here and actually answer the question after I asked a few questions. How does the weather affect us emotionally, physically, and financially? Let's start with an exercise. Close your eyes. Now think about how you feel when I say the word rain. How does that make you feel? What are the sensations in your body? What's your mind telling you? The word is rain. Okay, I'm going to cut this a little bit short. You could usually take a minute or two to reflect on it. The next word, still keep your eyes closed and take a deep breath and relax, is clouds. What are clouds representing for you? How do they affect you? Let's move to the next one. Wind. What are your experiences with wind? And the first impressions are usually the most accurate ones. If you want to jot it down afterwards, go for it. Next word is hail. Snow. Ice. Sunshine. Clear sky. Warm weather. So the words I used: rain, clouds, wind, hail, snow, ice, sunshine, clear sky, warm weather, of course, cold weather, freezing weather. Those are all things that you can do for your personal exercise and see how it makes you feel emotionally and physically. So with that little exercise, did you experience anything? And if yes, what? I know that for me, it was quite interesting when I did it. With cold and cloudy and overcast, I started feeling physical pain in my body. Because when I had a really nasty injury, I was affected by the cold weather. I had low energy. I started getting a little bit depressed and sadness started kicking in. And I go, it's just another day. Why do I feel different than on a warm, sunshine, clear day where I exude happiness, where I have a good mood, less to no pain, high energy, as long as it's not too hot outside? So it is really amazing to see how we are affected daily by the weather and what we make of it. So my next question is, what activities do you choose to do during either days? When it's rainy, snowing, hailing, cloudy, even dark and totally overcast and looks ugly to look outside from the inside, what activities do you do? Then let me ask you, why did you choose those particular activities? Did they make you feel better emotionally or physically or financially? Could you have chosen other activities that would have had even a more powerful and positive impact on you? Yeah, I've been thinking about those things myself. So I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm asking you to participate and help raise awareness of those things. How can you balance your health and well-being so your mental, physical, and financial health are top-notch? And now I just hear my car's alarm system is going off, so I'm going to go downstairs to start the engine while I continue talking with you. This is something that's been happening actually regularly, and normally I used to get upset. Now I don't get upset about it anymore because it's not worth it to get upset. It's just important that we actually make a difference and take things with a grain of salt. And from there on, just make the best out of it. And the funny part is, it is actually quite beautiful and healthy. Gorgeous outside, sunny with some clouds. And that's what life is all about. So anyway, let me go in and back to my script so I can kind of keep on target with what I want to talk about. So I think the battery on my car doesn't really have anything to do with the weather. It has to do with me driving the car daily or not daily. And that's it. But you know what? We made the best out of it. The engine is started. It's going to be running for a little bit till I finish here. And then I'm going to shut it off and it'll be fine for another few days. All right. So the question I asked before I went downstairs, how can you balance your health and well-being so your mental, physical, and financial health are top question, isn't it? Yeah, there are things we need to do. We really, really need to do certain things. And I just got myself a Fitbit, and it is amazing on how it actually keeps me on target. When I realize I haven't gotten all my steps in, I start walking fast or running up and down the stairs a few times every hour just to add steps to it. Because what I want to make sure is that I always burn more calories than I take in so I can maintain or release a few more pounds. Told you guys ages ago, I have dropped 50 pounds and I feel so much better and more energized, and I love life more than itself right now. It's just amazing how good everything is. Again, that has to do with attitude. So back to how the weather affects us. It affects our attitude. Whether or not we are aware of it does not really matter. People around us are definitely aware of it. So let's do activities every day. When you don't have time to go to the gym or to go to the beach or go to the mountains for hikes and stuff or walks, just park away from the front door so you get to walk a few steps. before you actually, go on with your daily habits or daily life or daily activities. At work, if you can, instead of just sitting at your desk, move your legs up and down as if you were walking. Get up and do things while standing and taking steps. You can make phone calls while standing up so you don't have to sit the whole day. Those are all things that work. What kind of activities do you do in the rain, I asked already. Most of you probably won't do too many. Maybe go to the gym, maybe go to a swimming pool, indoor pool or something. Because when it rains, it quite often thunders and you shouldn't be outside in the water. When it's beautiful, what do you do? Do you go snow skiing? Do you go snowboarding, ice skating, swimming, depending on the season of the year? What are some of the other things you do? Playing soccer, tennis, volleyball, racquetball. I mean, there are so many things to do. Doing stretches, yoga, Pilates. Does it cost money? Or can you do it for free? Not everything that costs an arm and a leg is better than what's free. Sometimes you can do more with less. And that's what I want to stress. The things I suggest should really cost you a lot of money or any money. You should be able to just do it with where you are, with what you have, and go from there, you know. I mean, you can also follow me on Facebook under Coach Denise, and I have suggestions and postings there, or under Denise Thompson, whichever one. I have the two. I have suggestions there on what can be done. Sometimes just listening to music. Well, instead of just sitting there and listening to it, dance around. Even if it's with yourself, you know, pretend you have a dancing partner and just really dance around and have fun, move those legs, get things done. I mean, life is so good and it's too short to ruin it for ourselves. So, again, the weather. On one side, when I look out the windows, I have lighter clouds and then some very dark gray clouds with little spots of a gorgeous blue sky in between, but no sunshine at all. On the other side, let me see what it is here. It's more blue with some white clouds. And on the backside where I first looked, it's gray and eerie. And on the front side, where I just watch down on the car because the engine is running and I don't want somebody to just take it and run off with it. There's a lot of blue with a little bit of sunshine, but then it starts with light white clouds going into gray towards dark clouds. In the weather forecast, which I check daily because I have a house in the mountains and my daughter's up there and down here, I want to know when I can travel up there to be safe. It doesn't show any rain or snow, but the pressure I feel on my neck from an accident ages ago and the way the things look, it tells me it's going to get wet. So am I right or am I wrong? Well, only time will tell. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to do my activities, walking up and down the stairs, holding the shows, taking care of the car, and then afterwards go for a walk and talk to some clients and help them getting healthy and journey towards optimal health with them. And it's so much fun. Just having the right attitude makes such a difference. So let me see where I'm at here. So, yeah, do you live the best lifestyle for you right now that suits you the best, be it emotionally, financially, or mentally? If not, where could you get healthier? Which of the three, or which two of the three? Or do all three need improvement for you to live and lead an optimally healthy life. So you do have mental, physical, and financial balance. How do you plan on changing your lifestyle so it encompasses all three aspects that I just said? And another one, with this weather getting dark so early in the afternoon, staying dark later in the morning, and actually just, yeah, being kind of different, you know, with all these clouds and things, and certain areas in the United States and other countries with floods and snow. Mom just told me that in Switzerland they have 5 to 6 meters of snow in certain areas. That's a little bit more than 5 to 6 yards, because a meter is a little bit more than a yard. So, wow. You know, I mean, you need to adjust your lifestyle for those areas. Now, what are you going to do? How are you going to make sure that you're the healthiest you can be? I have one more question that has to do with the weather and how it affects us. And that's SAD, S-A-D, for Seasonal Affective Disorder. And there are lights that help you treat that. However, you should always talk to your doctor about it before you go out to Amazon.com and get one of those lights. Generally, the light box should provide an exposure to 10,000 LUX of light. Emit as little UV light as possible. Typical recommendations include using the light box within the first hour of waking up in the morning for about 20 to 30 minutes at a distance of about 16 to 24 inches from the face with eyes open but not looking directly at the light. So there are a lot of there's a lot of information out there on how to use those lights and where they are. Before you buy one, again, check with your doctor if you actually have SAD, seasonal affective disorder, if you have mood swings and whatnot with the change of weather, and then see what he suggests or she suggests on what you should get, and then make sure that your light box is actually made to treat SAD and not just a makeup light or something like that, because it does not have the correct effect on you. So check those things out. There is a article at the Mayo Clinic in regards to seasonal affective disorder treatment. Choose the correct light therapy box. So there's a lot out there. Make sure you get what's best for you and what helps you the most. I have also looked at some poems to see how I could encourage you or give you something to laugh about or to brighten your day. And I have found a whole bunch of them. So I just gave you the Google website where you can find all those. And it's the link in blue, https://www.google.com/search?Q=poems+about+weather&RLZ. And there's so many there. The one that I like the very best is Images for Poems About Weather. You get to choose what you like to read and what suits you best, your mood, your whole being. And, of course, if you want help with any health-related aspects, mental, physical, and financial, you can always write to me through my website, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. And for some odd reason, this link does not hyperlink. Or you can voicemail me or text me at 562-335-4956. Be very clear and specific in what you want to ask me or suggest. If you want to be on the show or if you have questions, So when I listen to it carefully, I know how to respond to you within 24 to 48 hours. So since I need to go check up on my car that nobody can steal it while it's running with the key in the ignition, I'm going to short. I hope I gave you some great ideas. I wish all of you a wonderful, amazing week. And I say stay happy, healthy, and empowered. Until next week, contact me with suggestions, questions, wanting to be on my show, etc. And again, when you leave a clear message, I will respond within 24 to 48 hours. Have a most wonderful day, and I'll talk to you next week.